opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is May.
June.
It's June 2nd.
How time flies, folks.
How time flies when
you're having fun.
Well, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is Mark Ken. I'm your host, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And we've also got our all-around good gal and soundboard operator and full-time good person, Rachel.
Good morning. I say crazy person. That's pretty apt.
Good morning, Rachel.
We also have our guest here in the studio with us today. It is Gary Cadd. And
good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing today?
Good morning.
Great.
Good, good. Well, let's see what we got here as far as events. You got any veteran stuff?
Well, there is going to be services held out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery for Ryan J. Wilson at 2:00 today. He is from the Mount Shasta area. He was over in Buran, and I guess he has some medical conditions. They are laying him rest today at 2:00. Also, I wanted to let people know, don't forget about Camp Hope and Camp for Life is going on right now. So if you have a chance to go out there and help out, that would be great. They'll always take volunteers to help with the kids. I guess they stock the pond out there and they're going to fish and do all kinds of good stuff out there. I know that me and a few ladies will be out there Tuesday morning cooking breakfast for them. So
I guess... Okay, cool. Very good, very good.
Yeah, I guess, Rachel, you're going to join us out there, huh?
I'm going to be there on Monday. I'm actually Native American, so I'm going to teach the kids how to bead and do some fun stuff with them, maybe some storytelling with my mom, who's a local children's author, so it's going to be a blast.
Oh, are you going to be drumming with Dan and them, maybe?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we were drumming.
Yeah, they usually drum out there, so.
Okay. a couple other things here. We've got public comment on Spotted Owl proposals Monday, June 4th, 3 to 5 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Convention Center. I had some comments about barbecue and stuff, but I probably should let that go. I was thinking of recipes. But
we'll do that towards the end of the show. Stay tuned till the end.
Yeah. Okay. We also have the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan Monday, June 4th, 9 a.m. in Willows at 120 North Lassen Street. We need you guys to get out there and get involved in this thing. We're going to be talking about that today. You need to understand what's going on. Regional water planning thing is not good. It's setting up a regional government instead of our local government. Despite what they say about the fact that, oh, there's no binding thing, da 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 da. Well, it doesn't matter if it's binding or not if everybody's doing it and they put the plan together and nobody does anything. So it still accomplishes the goal. The other thing we got is that we've got Sheriff Standing Tall at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, June 23rd on Saturday. So, a lot of stuff coming up here in the summer, and so people need to get involved out there and start, doing what needs to be done as far as taking our government back away from the politicians. So, let's see what else we got this morning.
Well, we got the Reading Tea Party on Monday night. I believe they're having Chris McGafferty. He's a fisherman out of North Carolina.
Of course.
Even though the media says that we're, you know, the Tea Party's dead, we're still going strong. So get out there and hook up with us.
I don't know if we're having a Ron Paul meeting on Sunday or not. Usually it's at Angelo's Pizza at 6 p.m. Maybe we can get Melody or Chad to call in or...
Or shoot us something on the chat room.
Or on my cell phone. I'll turn it off right now while I'm thinking about it. Anyway, we know that the Reading Tea Party stands for limited government, fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution. I believe that adherence means to start following the Constitution, just for you guys out there who are illiterate and can't speak. veterans, current events we've covered. Let's see, Memorial Day, blah, 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 blah. That was last weekend. Okay, our first quote is, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. And that comes from Ambrose Redmoon. And so we've got a new website up. You can go to the KCNR website and click on archives, lineups, go down to Sovereign Minds, click on Sovereign Minds, and that'll take you to Sovereign Minds' new website. We're still building it, but it's starting to get cool. A lot of good information that the mainstream media does not, put out there. And, talking about Sheriff Arpaio and economic updates and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, all that good stuff that you can't get anywhere else or hard to get.
Yeah. So, you can go down there and check it out. And then if you want to join, go ahead and join up, and then you can get updates and so forth. So. The first thing I have on the agenda here is, comes from the, economic, collapse.com, and the title of it is, and this is June 1st yesterday, the bad jobs report is just a very small taste of the nightmare that's coming. Another month, another bad jobs report. And if you looked at the stock market, which in my opinion is not really much of an indicator of economic stability, because if you're pumping funny money into it or counterfeiting and buying all the stock shares up through the Federal Reserve and the big bankers who are borrowing the Federal Reserve notes at zero interest and then buying the stock up, what you've done is you are inflating the stock. You're going to have a bubble.
You mean it's a false report?
Well, it makes it look like it's going up when it's going down. So when it's going down right now, that really tells you what's going on. So, if you measured it in gold or silver against the shares of the Dow, you'd find that it's been going down for quite some time based on the, and also gold and silver started an uptick yesterday. This could be the moonshot we've been waiting for, which will happen sooner or later, because you can't keep inflating this balloon. The next big bubble to pop is going to be the bond bubble. So back to the article here. Yesterday was the worst day of the year in the stock market this year, and I believe this was the worst month since 2009 when the whole thing crashed. We've actually lost all the gains that we were supposed to, that we had, this year, and we're now approaching, 12,000 mark. I believe that as soon as we get to 11,500, based on past charts and graphs, that they'll start cranking up the printing press again, because instead of taking the pain like we need to, they're going to try to keep delaying this thing. And guess what? That's what they did in Greece and Spain and
Europe.
And
we see how well that's working over there.
Yeah, the problem is that you're just kicking the can down the road. Well, they're not going to be able to kick it much farther. It's becoming quite obvious that this is imploding, because it doesn't matter how much counterfeit funny money you pump into the system through the government coffers and the big banking Wall Street moguls, guess what? Sooner or later, if you're not producing things, nobody's got anything. And that's really what it comes down to, you know? I mean, you can counterfeit all you want, but if nobody's working...
Nobody has any money, nobody buys anything.
Nobody can buy anything, you know? These fat pensions that the government guys have gotten, guess what? You know, it's all coming home to roost, and across the board, there's going to be a big reset. The bonds are, the 10-year yield hit a historic low this last week on the Treasury bonds. So the money's running out of Europe right now, and it's running into Treasuries, and it's running into the U.S. dollar. And guess what? As soon as that pops, we got a real problem. There's only one other place to be, and that's real things, because they can't be inflated or created out of thin air, you know, like they wanted to do in the Middle Ages, called alchemy. Yeah, you just take lead and turn it into gold. Works really well, except it don't work. So anyway, I guess we're ready to go to a break here, and we'll be right back.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
He's a guy that you can trust, that's going to get the job done. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
What strikes me about Brian is his honesty.
Brian Daly has done a wonderful job in Lassen County. We are debt-free now.
On June 5th, I will vote for Brian Daly.
Vote to send Brian Daly to the California Assembly. Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Get up there, Rachel. We got to jump, man. Go on and jump. We were just talking about that. Was the old David Lee Roth I'm Too Sexy for My Clothes video.
Doing a little shaking there.
I'm too sexy for... No, sorry.
Okay. All right.
Only talking about David Lee Roth here, guys. Okay, we're back. I just wanted to do a little bit of update on the Obama birther process that's now starting to make the mainstream media. Gee, imagine that. It's like, Oh, he might.
Tipped out.
Exactly. Oh, he might be born in Kenya. Wow, we've been saying that for how many, so I suggest that everybody go to thebirtherreport.com or birtherreport.com. And just do your own little investigation here, and it'll lead out into a bunch of other stuff. And the real deal is that it's getting to a point you can't cover this up. You can also go to theconstitutionalsheriffs.com. That's another place that I would check out. This stuff is just getting more and more because the evidence is getting overwhelming. We've been saying it for quite some time. And this is such a referendum on the mainstream media because how much do they black out? And, they were just hoping this thing would go away and get no traction. And thank goodness that Sheriff Arpaio got in there at the request of his constituency just to check it out. And he tried to put this thing to bed to say that there was nothing to it and to clear the president. And guess what? It turns out that there is something to it, and it just gets
gets deeper and deeper.
Yep. The farther you go down this rabbit hole, the more snakes you run into. Yeah. So it's bad. So with that, we want to get to our guest, and let's talk about the Hawkins Project down here at Churn Creek Bottom, Gary. And, go ahead and tell us what you got.
Well, one thing that I'd like to bring up for the folks is that, you know, this has been quite a campaign for yes on A, no on A. One thing I'd like to bring forward was the actual motion that was brought before the Shasta County Planning Commission. This was in June of last year, just about a year ago, that moved this project forward. And I'll read you the actual motion that was put before the Planning Commission. Adopt statements, that's plural, adopt statements of overriding considerations for impacts identified in the EIR, Environmental Impact Report, as significant and unavoidable. Now, what some of this is a lawyerese, but it's adopt statements to override considerations for impacts that are identified in the Environmental Impact Report as significant and unavoidable. In other words, they're unavoidable, they're significant and unavoidable, so we're just not going to worry about them.
Let's just ignore them.
So you can see why the state of California is suing the county, each supervisor, I understand, and the Hawkins Project, because the transportation, amongst other things, these statements, plural, are hanging fire on that project down there. They need to be fixed. And to my contention, they can't be fixed. We don't need to go into what we're talking about, what I'm talking about now. I'm just talking about the motion that went forward, and the motion doesn't cover what it's supposed to cover to move a project forward. So my thing, I'm voting no and no is why I'm going to vote. The reason I'm doing that is if you're going to vote yes on one and no on the other, when I get my ballot in front of me, I'm going to go, now, which one was which? Yes,
yeah.
Here, no here, yes first, no first, whichever.
Does this really mean yes, or does this really mean no?
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny. I'm totally in favor of property rights and all.
So am I.
You know, but the thing is that anytime you get into these measures, it seems like you get into the weeds, because everybody tries to lump everything in the world on top of everything else, so that, you know, instead of having a clear-cut measure that you can make a judgment on, you know, you have to vote no on the darn things, because, you know, they throw all these other things in there that shouldn't even be in the mix. And, mm-hmm. and so you have to strike that down, and along with that goes your property right.
That's right. Well, and another thing, too, considering the court case with the California suing on this issue, it started with Caltrans. Caltrans had a problem. They wanted more information. They didn't get it. So they had a problem. So then they can't just say, okay, we're suing. They have to take the case to the state attorney general. They say, attorney general, this is the figures. You look into it, see if we got a case here. So they went to the attorney general. The attorney general says, well, yes, we do have a case here. So the attorney general can't say, okay, we're going to sue. They've got to go to the governor. The governor's the final authority before there's a lawsuit filed on behalf of the state of California or any department in the state of California. So it went to the governor's office, and the governor's office says, yes, you're right. So that's where the lawsuit came from. So it went from Caltrans to the state attorney general to the governor's office. So you had it was reviewed in three different state departments, I should say, before this lawsuit was brought forward. It's my understanding that they're going to go to court sometime in September. So this is information that really needs to be out in the public, that there's real problems with this project. But having said that, my real reason for being here today is to talk about integrated regional water management. The state of California, in its legislature, in its infinite wisdom, and folks, this is really screwy. Back in 2009, the state of California, the legislature, passed a series of bills. These bills were numbered SBX, and then a series of numbers, SBX 1, SBX 6, and SBX 7. Now, the way to understand SBX, usually it's just SB and a number, and that's the number of the bill. Well, SBX, the X stands for extraordinary session. Extraordinary session in the vocabulary of the legislature means that it's emergency. We've got to get something done right away.
And what's SB stand for?
Senate bill.
A Senate bill.
It'd be either A, B, or S. B.
See, I was really confused. I thought it was BS.
Yeah.
But
no. Well, in some cases, in some cases. Well, there's
yeah. Go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
Yeah. The extraordinary session is an emergency. So what they do is it doesn't go through all the committees that it needs to go through. Maybe it has a fiscal tag attached to this particular bill, and it really needs to go to the Finance Committee because they have rules they need to go by. But what they do is this is an emergency, so we won't go by our regular rules. We'll just have this extraordinary session and push these things through, which is where just one of them off the top of my head comes up, SBX7-7. And what the first seven is for is Senate Bill Extraordinary Session 7, Bill Number 7. And that particular bill states that all water producers, I'm sorry, I may have said that wrong, it's all water suppliers. All water suppliers, which could be Centerville, Mountain Gate, City of Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake, all water suppliers must reduce their water usage by 10% by 2015. And an additional 10% by 2020. And this is going to, they're going to use this figure from 1993 to 2004 and take an average. So, wow. I mean, folks, you got to realize they're coming after our water. Now, let's get back to integrated regional water management. Integrated regional water management was passed by the legislature in 02. Then it was redone again by SBX. Session number 2, bill number 1, and put more teeth to it. So what is happening is the state has put Proposition 84, Proposition 1E that was passed back in 06. They have guidelines. In these guidelines, there are 16 standards that have to be met. Of these 16 standards, one of them is data management. Data management is put together greenhouse gas inventories, climate action plan, and the other one is called climate change. This is where they put feet to it. Now, what is going on is there's a website, California Department of Water Resources. From going forward in the hour, I'm going to use DWR, this Department of Water Resources. They have a website that you can get to this 2010 document, which is the Prop 84 guidelines. And it says, this 2010 document contains the California Department of Water Resources, DWR, Integrated Regional Water Management Grant Program Guidelines. So if you put together IRWM or Integrated Water Group, which has been put together in several places around the state, and we, with the County Board of Supervisors, are in the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Water Management Group. It defines and describes the 16 elements of the IRWM plan. This plan has to have climate change in it. This plan has to have data management in it. Now, one of the things that is really interesting is that so many people talk about, and this phrase gets bounced around, it's Agenda 21.
Yeah, that was my next thought, you know, Agenda 21. And it's like, what's so bad about Agenda 21? Don't we want to have birds singing and chirping and we all have sun
power? Preserve our land. Yeah. And all the animals.
All the animals are friendly.
You guys are breaking my heart.
Yeah, you know.
And the spotted owl.
Here's a particular document. Back in the climate change UN meeting was in down in Brazil, I guess it was in 92.
Yeah, they're having another one coming up.
Right. It's called Rio.
Yep, 20.
Plus 20. In the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. The part of the group that got working in the UN is the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. Well, I'll be darned. I've got an article here that's from the UN that talks about this World Business Council for Sustainable Development. And then I can turn over to the Prop 84 guidelines on page 73. And there's some really interesting information here. In the second paragraph, it says, for the project-level greenhouse gas emissions assessment, a useful emissions reporting protocol has been developed by the World Council Institute in cooperation with the World Business Council of Sustainable Development, which I just mentioned. The state of California is using the UN's base greenhouse gas assumptions to put a protocol together to be used here in California, and that protocol is called the California Climate Action Registry.
With that, I think we need to go to a break. Is that correct, Rachel? This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll see you on the other side, folks.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Chuck Mangione, for you guys who didn't realize that, and that was Feels So Good. Yeah, so we're back, and we're back with Gary, and we're talking about stuff that you just can't make up.
No, actually, you can't.
It's unbelievable. We're just talking about this Rio Plus conference, and I got an article here. This comes in from Dick, and, you know, he's sent this to me on the email. And exclusive Rio Plus 20 conference negotiators produce a mammoth, messy, and expensive grab bag of regulations and demands. And what this talks about is what's going on is that, you know, the world in general thinks that the U.S. and all these industrialized countries should pay for everybody else's. There should be an I'm reading from the article here, led by the U.S. should pay for, among other things, unprecedented and massively expensive transfer of technology and funds to the developing country, world. At one point, the text debate by hundreds of negotiators climbed to 171 pages before being cut back by executive fiat to 86, only to start climbing steeply again. So basically what this is a bunch of third world countries out there running the UN saying, hey, you need to give us all your stuff and redistribute the wealth to us and all your technology. Otherwise, you are a climate denier, and you are a evil capitalist social.
You don't care about the people or anything else.
And you don't care about the birds, and you don't care about the air quality, and you don't care about anything. And you better send us all your stuff.
Well, let me interject here. We don't care about the birds. We don't care about anything. But folks, do you stop and realize, with these implementations of what they want to implement, what in the heck is going to happen to our economy, our way of life? I mean, this isn't factored in. It doesn't have I'm looking here at the Prop 84 guidelines. On page 19, it's talking about IRWM plan standards. There's nothing here that says anything about economy. Nothing here about any way of life. It's about how we're going to change our life and how drastically it's going to change.
Yeah, and I'll read a little bit more. It says, haggling over what will be said at the end of the three-day Rio Plus 20 meeting, which starts June 21st in Brazil, does not bode well for the summit, which UN organizers hope will inaugurate not only a radical overhaul of the world economy, but a new and still unspecified era of global environmental governance. Now, doesn't that sound good, guys? That the global environmental governance takes over our property rights, our government, our sovereignty. Oh, that's all going to be good for us, right? You guys that are out there that are all for all this climate stuff and blah, 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 blah. Well, what happens when they take all your stuff and then you don't have a way to make a living and you don't have a way to support and our government tanks because there's no way to pay the taxes?
If you're going to have a world economy, a true world economy, we're going to be lowered down to the lowest base common denominator.
Yeah,
we're not going to suck them up to the United States.
No, they're going to suck us down to Zimbabwe is what's going to happen.
Well, that's what's going to happen. And it's time to wake up. It's time to realize what's going on. This integrated water thing I'm talking about, there's the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Water Management Group. There's also the Upper Pitt River Integrated Water Management Group. I have been really concentrating on the Northern Sacramento Valley Group. They're going to have a meeting Monday morning to go over some more of their goals and objectives. They don't even want to put the standards into their plan until August of 13, but they're going to be advertising for projects to come forward. Now, let's just say, for instance, they decide that Centerville wants to put a new tank in. It's going to cost $50,000. So they would apply. They're going to have to either write a plan or join the plan, which would be the Northern Sacramento Valley Plan. And then they're going to have to regulate themselves by those plans. Now, let's just say, for instance, that the climate action and data management part of the plan isn't put into effect until August of 13, but they're applying now for a $50,000 to put a tank in. So they go through and all of a sudden, hey, guys, we got the $50,000. We're going to be able to put that tank in. Then when you get sit down to really actually accept the grant, DWR, Department of Water Resources, will slide a little piece of paper across the table to you and make the statement, you have to sign this agreement to go along with it. Well, the agreement is going to be something along the line of this, and I'm reading right from page 74, table number 7. Successful grantees must enter into an agreement with DWR to update their IRWM plans to the IRWM plan standards contained in this document within 2 years of entering into the agreement with DWR. In other words, you're going to have to take your plan and update whatever DWR is using for climate change data management. At that time, you're going to have to update your plan to what they're talking about.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, this article I'm reading is from FoxNews.com. So you can go look that up if you're just thinking that this comes from, you know, I'm an economic terrorist.com blogger somewhere in, you know, Outer Mongolia. You know, the real deal is, and not that I give any Fox News credence here, but, you know, this is, you know, this stuff is available here if anybody wants to look it up. And this whole idea of we are the world, we are this, it's baloney because, you know, if you've got a world of enslavement, there's no economic reality to that other than poverty, and the guys at the top make all the money. This is the useful idiot. So all these guys that are talking about this wonderful thing, look, if they're going to sell you slavery and poverty, are they going to tell you that? Are they going to tell you that, oh, gee, you know, you guys are going to have to be lowered down to Zimbabwe and we're going to distribute all the wealth out and there's no property rights anymore and get rid of the Constitution? Oh, yeah. You think they're going to sell that one to you?
No, it's going to be a trap.
Yeah,
I mean, what it is, you walk right in, oh, everything's hunky-dory until that piece of paper is slid across the table to you on whatever level they're talking about.
Yeah. So you can either be educating yourself on what's happening here, or you can just, you know, pretend that you're out there in the forest running through there with Bambi until you run into the UN hunter that shoots you and takes you home and eats you. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable how open this is. The sustainable development is a bunch of garbage and designed to steal our sovereignty and our property rights and distribute this world. You know, we can't have freedom anywhere because if, you know, the UN, you know, you want everybody in. Under the UN rule and this global governance like they're talking about, well, they can't have that with somebody's free out there. You know, so you got to eliminate the guys who are producing and the freedom so that you can control everyone is what this comes down to. If we had a world economy based on freedom, we'd have more economic development than you could possibly imagine. The problem is we have too many despots and tyranny abusers out there that would rather control everybody than let them be free and prosperous.
Well, the thing with what I'm talking about in this water issue here is that the state of California is coming after us. The state of California, AB 32, are pushing this down our throat. Are we going to sit back and say, well, gosh, they passed it? It is a dumb law, but they passed it, so I guess we have to go that way? Or are we going to get a little bit of backbone, folks? I mean backbone, as in steel rod, and stand up and tell them, no, this is where we're going, because where they're coming for your water, whether you're agriculture, whether you're surface or groundwater, it doesn't make any difference. And one of the things they're looking at is putting a meter on wells. Now, if you happen to have a property that has a water right on that property, you put a meter on it, you just lost your water rights. Out the window. So do we fight now when we can fight, or do we fight the day that you stand out there by your well when they walk in to put the meter on there? So which is it going to be? Are we going to stand up and fight now, or are we going to wait until it's too late and then go, oh my gosh, we've got a war?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Are we going to wait till we get our nose rubbed in this so hard that we don't have a choice but to start doing something about it? And then, you know, it's not going to be at the vote at that point. It's going to be a little more serious.
Yeah, I mean, we're already seeing that.
Yeah.
With everything else. So it's time to take a stand, everybody. And the
socialist utopian thing isn't working. Look at Europe. Has anybody been watching the news here lately? This is what's been going on in Europe for 25 years, and they're rioting because of food shortages. They're rioting because they haven't got any money to live on. They're rioting because of overreaching big government does not work. It doesn't produce. It controls.
Well, one of the things that is going on here, I was out of town for a week. My wife and I went and visited the family back east. And while I was gone, I got an email. The email asked me, are you going to attend the meeting on June the 4th down in Willows? Of course, my answer to that is yes. And it says, it looks as though they're going to have the public defender for Willows or Glynn County is being requested to attend the meeting. The newspaper, the Valley Mirror, quoted a supervisor as saying, if there's a disturbance, we'll just close the meeting. Well, there was a meeting of these folks back in January down in Red Bluff. I didn't attend it, but I understand that it did get a little shouting. Now, the meetings since then that I have attended have been really well taken care of. Now, there have been a couple of people that have got a little loud, but there were situations when things were said that the folks had the right to say something. But outside of that, they've been going along really well. And as far as my involvement, I have talked with at great length with Dan McManus from Department of Water Resources in Red Bluff and his staff. I have talked with the chairman of the Northern Sacramento Valley Group. I've talked with the chairman of the TAC Committee or the Technical Advisory Committee. We have a good rapport. So all of a sudden, Valley Mirror doesn't have a website to where I can go back and look at this article to see what the article said. But at the last meeting, I told the TAC committee that the direction they're going now is going to be one great big pushback from the people. I didn't say anything about its disturbance. I said there's going to be a lot of people at that meeting. That's why they've moved it from the city hall chambers where they were conducting these meetings and moving it over across the street to the Monday afternoon club, I think it is.
Well, the problem is that these guys have become so arrogant with their power that they think they can do anything they want.
Well, the thing with it is, I'm not going to mention any names, but especially on the TAC committee, there are several people in the TAC committee that when we get up and talk, they roll their eyes. They're sitting there thumbing their fingers on the table. Like, oh, we got to get out of here. We got better things to do and listen to these people. Well, the whole thing with it is all those people that are sitting there, whether they're farmers, are we getting ready for a break?
I believe so. I think it's time for a break. Is that correct, Rachel?
Yeah, well, we come back with the same thing. Hold that thought.
Oh, hold on, Gary. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Yes! Here comes AIM! Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippy Doe, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. When they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries, named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
He's a guy that you can trust, that's going to get the job done. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
What strikes me about Brian is his honesty.
Brian Daly has done a wonderful job in Lassen County. We are debt-free now.
On June 5th, I will vote for Brian Daly.
Vote to send Brian Daly to the California Assembly. Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, that's the Eagles. I can't tell you why. So we're back, and let's get back on our thought process here. You had the thought, Gary, the rolling of the eyes.
Well, the thought with it is some of the folks that are on the especially the TAC committee, the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Water Management Technical Advisory Committee, really would just assume that we, the people, just go home and get out of their hair and let them get the work done that they've got to get done. The problem with that is they're doing something that a lot of us believe that doesn't need to be done, and the pushback needs to be against the state of California, against the legislature. Sooner or later, we have to turn around and tell the California and the legislature that we're in charge. Now, granted, I know that we've got Southern California that elects the Democrats, and the Democrats seem to be the problem for the most part. But I think that we need to shove back. Whether we can change the legislature this election, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But I'll tell you, folks, we've got a climate action plan that's moving forward here in Shasta County with the Shasta County Air Quality Management District. This is and that board is the Board of Supervisors. And then we've got this integrated water thing.
I think those guys, most of them are not going to be around much longer, though.
Well, Tuesday will tell the tale on that one.
I'm pretty sure.
The water issue I'm talking about here is far too involved in 1 hour to be able to set and be able to, for me to speak to you folks and give you the whole complete story. I've given you some highlights. I hope it's not confusing. But the biggest thing we need to do is we need to stand up. We need to have our voice heard. If you can at all come to the meeting down in Willows on Monday morning, starts at 9 a.m. It's going to be in the Monday Afternoon Club of 120 Lassen Street in Willows. And that's right across the street from the Willows City Hall. But if you can come, and one of the things too, you're gonna say, well, Gary, I don't know what to say. Don't come to say anything. A lot of people that I talk to that want to come to a meeting, they want to learn. It's the same way I've done it. I've studied. That's why I know what's in all this stuff. I read all this stuff. But in the process of learning, you come to a meeting and you sit there, and then you're sitting there, and all of a sudden you say, well, wait a minute, there's something I want to say. So you stand up and you ask for the mic and you go ahead and you make your comments heard. And maybe you won't. Maybe you'll sit there and maybe you'll just sit and learn. But at least you're going to be on the path to start learning what is happening to our. That's yours. That's mine. That's Mark, Linda. That's all of us here. That is our water. And Southern California wants it, folks. And they're going to get it if we don't start fighting. And this IRWM, Integrated Regional, get the word regional, because it's six counties, something I haven't mentioned before. In this group of six counties, it's Shasta County, Tehama County, Glenn County, Colusa County, Sutter County, and Butte County are the six in this particular group. There's another one called the Upper Pitt River, and I haven't been able to get the information yet. I'm going to probably have to do a Freedom of Information Act with the Department of Water Resources to get all their information to that. But it looks like that one is Lassen County, Modoc County, and the northeastern part of Shasta County. It's my understanding that Siskiyou County is not going to join into these integrated water.
Good for them.
They've seen the light. So this is when we need to stand up, and this is where we need to be going to keep an eye on what's happening.
I think that's because they have seen up close and personal what happens when the government starts taking your property rights, your water rights, away from you. And, you know, them being farmers and ranchers, it gets to a point where, you know, gee, I can't make a living here or feed my family because I can't get any water to water my crops or my cattle or whatever. And so they're seeing it up close and personal. We just haven't felt the sting yet, of these problems and so forth. So yeah, people need to get involved. They need to start looking at this stuff and start understanding that this big government overreach is not what the founders intended, and this is why we're having all the problems, because we're not following the Constitution.
And we do know, I didn't want to interrupt you, Gary, but we do know that it does make a difference in these meetings with the more people we gather. Whether you just sit there and you're learning or whatever, it does make a difference to get our point across to that we are involved and it is important and we do want to keep our water right.
When I show up, I'm really shy and I don't like to talk.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if that's the problem.
Excuse me, the thing with it is, folks, there's been so many times when I've asked before the city council, before the county board of supervisors. I've asked folks, there's an issue. I explain the issue to them. We go in. They say, well, Gary, we'll come to the meeting, but we're not going to speak.
Should I bring my pitchforks and torches and hand them outside before they go in?
Yeah, probably. but the thing with it is you're sitting there in the audience, and I a lot of times get up and speak first and make my comments, and then I sit down, and then I look over, and there's five people standing over there in line ready to go make their comments, and be darned.
And you know,
that husband and wife team that told me that they would not speak under any circumstances or standing in line because they were motivated after listening to something. They were motivated to get up and make their comments.
You know, I'm kidding about the pitchforks and the torches, of course, but. Do you want to get it to that point? You know, because all kidding aside, you know something? If you are having all of your water taken away from you and you can't survive and your property rights are gone, then that's where it goes. Is sooner or later you're going to be at pitchforks and torches because that's where they're at in Europe right now. People don't realize that that's what's going on in Europe. They're not just rioting because it's a bad day. They're rioting because they can't sustain themselves.
They're just trying to survive over there.
This thing that they're talking about, this sustainability, is unsustainable.
That's exactly right. And I'm harping, I'm sure. But the thing with it is, if we do not protect ourselves, I got an answer for you, folks. Who will?
Well,
and if the time isn't now, when?
Well, that's it. Gary got it in a nutshell. I mean, the whole purpose of the Constitution was to defend us from our own government if they got out of control. I mean, if you look at the, you know, people that have been dumbed down through the educational system don't realize that when we revolted in 1776, it was against our own government. We were a part of the British Empire. It was not some foreign country. The British Empire got so overreaching and no representation and took over all the rights of the colonists, they didn't have a choice. At some point, it was either knuckle under and be slaves to their own government or start being free men and acting like it, which means standing up for your rights and doing something about this stuff.
Well, if you look at the legislature, I mentioned earlier about extraordinary session. Folks, they did the water issue back in 08 and 09 is when they were working on them. These were emergencies. We had to pass, and there's a series of bills they passed.
Oh, that's always the case.
A whole series of bills that they passed. These were emergencies. We really had to get it done, and then we're going to put together, and they did, initiative on the ballot that would be $11 billion water bond. They want us to spend $11 billion on a water bond.
Isn't that always the classic tactic of communism, though, is to have a big, huge problem that they got to solve, and then they come in and take everybody's rights away mm-hmm. to solve the problem? Gee.
Then they turn around.
Read the bill.
And they were going to put it. It's an emergency now, folks. We've done this through emergency procedures. We haven't run it through all the committees that it needs to go through, but this is emergency. So they have this water. We've got to get this $11 billion water bond passed. So we'll put it on the 2010 ballot. That's the next election when they pass these bills 09.
Well, we're running out of time, Gary. So you might do the last thing on Hawkins. How much time we got left, Rachel? 2 minutes. So at the minute, I got to cut you off. So.
Okay. So I'm losing my train of thought here. And as far as the extraordinary session, we need to be careful of it. They want to put the water bond on. They didn't do it in 10 because they knew it wouldn't pass. But this is an emergency, remember. So they're not going to put it on 12. Oh, my gosh, we're not going to put it on 12 because it isn't going to pass. But this is an emergency. They've done things with these water bills that need to be kicked out, thrown away, gotten rid of because they were done illegally by our Constitution. They should not have been. They were not an emergency. And they should not have been pushed through that way.
Absolutely. You got about 30 seconds, and then I got to take over.
30 seconds I would like to mention again would be... the reason for that, I don't have the paperwork to read it to you right here in front of me, but I read the motion to you earlier, and that motion is that they want to just overlook the unavoidable and significant problems with the Hawkins project.
Well, listen, I got to take over here a little bit here, and we've got a couple of announcements to make. We the People Radio tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 1460 KCNR. We've got 30 seconds here. I also want to go through the last quotes. No power in society, no hardship in your condition can depress you, keep you down in knowledge, power, virtue, influence, but by your own consent. That's William Ellery Channing. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, George Washington.
And get out there in the community and get involved in some of these meetings that's going on. Get up off the couch, folks. And
find out what's happening.
Absolutely. And remember, you have to be aware to be prepared. Keep storing and stacking. It's not getting any better, folks. Keep watching and you're listening to KCNR.
1460, home of the Free Fire Media. And we'll catch y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hosni Mubarak was ordered to go to prison for life. Instead, Egypt's ousted ex-ruler is in a hospital.
He suffered a health crisis that could be sort of the mental health crisis of finally it's setting in that the 84-year-old who was used to ruling this country for 30 years, living a very posh life, suddenly now faced with the rest of his life in prison.
Fox's Leland Vittard in Cairo, where it was chaotic in court.
There was a lot of pushing and shoving over the fact that Mubarak's two sons were acquitted of corruption charges and also that a number of the lower-level security officials who were on trial for the same crime, the murder of those 800 protesters in Tahrir Square.
That's, again, in Cairo, where Mubarak got life in prison but is in a hospital. The UN Special Envoy to Syria warns today a civil war is closer than ever. But as Kofi Annan pushes his peace plan, Republican Senator John McCain says the U.S. ought to be arming the rebels.
They should be ashamed. They should be ashamed that